News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Public health workers begin a series of protests today with staff shortages reaching boiling point in the health service. Damien Gindley is SIPTU's health sector organiser. Just where are you protesting today, Damien?
Good morning, Jonathan and Ciara, and good morning to your listeners. Today's protest is the beginning of a campaign of action taken by the staff panel of trade unions in response to the HSE's embargo on recruitment and pay and number strategy. So today, the first protests are due to commence in Dr. Stephen's Hospital in Dublin, which is the head office of the HSE, and also in Cork University Hospital at lunchtime today. And they're the first step in a campaign of protests that are being organised for the next number of weeks, as I said, in response to the approach of the HSE in relation to recruitment and retention and the challenges our members are facing as a result of that approach.
Is there inevitably going to be an impact on patient delivery as a result of this? I know that that's literally why you're protesting, because it's having an impact on patients, but the protests themselves will have some form of disruption.
We're trying to minimise disruption as much as we can. So the approach we've adopted through the staff panel of trade unions is one of lunchtime protests. So our workers and our members will be coming out during lunchtime in their own time to highlight to the HSE their concerns in relation to the approach they have adopted on recruitment and retention. So we're trying to minimise to the greatest extent possible any impact on services as part of these protests.
You're also concerned about contractors being brought in to fill gaps because of the HSE recruitment freeze. Are you concerned about privatisation by stealth of some services within the health service?
Yeah, Jonathan, I think that's a fair assumption. Within SIPTU, we represent a multitude of grades, including support grades, including healthcare support assistant grades. And within the data that we've extracted from the HSE census, it's very evident that there's a significant slowdown in recruitment in relation to those grades, which then results in the inevitable use of agency increase and also use of contractor. And just for your listeners, I think it'd be important to give some examples, if I may. So within the wider support grade setting, which includes porters, which includes catering, which includes cleaners, all who provide an important role and function in the delivery of services, in January 2023, we had 10,189 whole-time equivalents across the country. As of July 2024, that figure has increased by 19 whole-time equivalents. In the intervening period, agency spend has gone up across the country, and it's very much evidence that there seems to be a position whereby agency is going to be utilised on a more and more basis. And if I may, just in relation to Cork University Hospital, just to put it into context, we have in the region of 60 whole-time equivalent vacancies within support staff grades presently. And when you look at a whole-time equivalent increase of 19 across the country, it shows you the level of crisis that's affecting our members.
We know that the HSE recruitment ban was brought in to try and reduce costs. But the way you're describing it is it's having a direct impact in the opposite way, that it's actually ending up costing more.
From the data we're gathering, that seems to be the way it's going. The embargo was introduced as a blunt instrument to try and put a ceiling on headcount, whole-time equivalents across the wider service. We have consulted with our members over the last couple of weeks, both in person and via survey, and over 80% of our members are saying they see a negative impact of the result of this decision, and over 60% of our members have highlighted concerns in relation to the use of agency increasing and also the use of external contractors providing service. And within the rollout of community services, we represent the healthcare support assistants, who were formerly known as home helps. Many listeners may know them as that title. And as part of the rollout of community services, there should be an increase in the healthcare support assistants to assist patients who are able to be supported at home as opposed to remain in an acute setting. And the headcount increase in the last 18 months in that sector is actually down 84 whole-time equivalents. And to put context into that...
Well, we know, Damien, I'm just conscious of time. We know the impact that home helps can actually have in keeping people in their homes. Damien Gindley, SIPTU's health sector organiser, those protests taking place at lunch.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.